This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome to Shoutopedia. I'm Sheldon Bedrosh. On today's show, we'll be... you know, with a trip to boycott end up. Plus, I'm going to reveal that Donald Trump's cabinet revelations, who's in Donald Trump's cabinet or who's not in the Donald Trump's cabinet. I'm going to tell you after that, after I play a new song, which is... which is Two Hands by Damon Cry on Shoutopedia on Arrow FM.
But saying she don't compare to me. Yeah. Baby, I'm saying you don't know me well. It's just not the shit I need. Cause they just words that don't mean much. Need a little less talk and a lot more touch. I just want you to hands on me. Jewelry. Don't need to kill flipping names. We don't gotta live at our hotels. We can do it in my room all day. And I'm like, explore me plenty more. But I don't really trust that anymore. And I already got the bag for free. But if you bought it, then that's sweet. So just things that don't mean much. Turn a real good thing. Turn a real flipped out.
Want you two hands on me at all times, baby. If you let go, better put on my back first. Want you two hands on me like my life needs to save it. Let them all go. Can you do it like that? Yeah, cause I want them all to see you. Look good on top of me at this time and not at me. I want nothing, just the two hands on me.
There was Two Hands by Tamer Cry on Shoutopedia on Arrow FM. Yesterday, House of Marshall Parliament gives a treaty for the bills. That David Seymour has been accused of already passed the first vote. It will take 6 more months of sleep committee. Unless National News Service Association support the bill, because National News Service are liars sometimes.
1,000 people marched to Parliament today on the last leg of a 1,000-kilometre hikoi to protest David Seymour's Treaty Principles Bill. The crowd spilled out of the precinct and filled the surrounding streets, making their voices heard loud and clear that, te tiriti, the treaty should not be up for debate. And despite the massive crowds, police made only one arrest, and so the protest ran safely and smoothly. Senior political correspondent Jenna Lynch has the story.
At the crack of dawn, flags hoisted and spirits just as high, the Hikoi Motetiriti marched to Wellington's Waitangi Park, where they gathered in their thousands. Everyone blown away by the turnout.
Not since the foreshore and seabed, but I think this is going to blow that out of the water.
It's going to be the biggest hikoi in history. I'm really proud to be a part of it.
They were entertained by Stan Walker and Shea Fu.
Say yeah, yeah.
Before making the final leg of a long journey to Arawa Kairako, leading the way. The crowd moved slowly and steadily through Wellington. Young.
Why do you think it's important to come to the Hikoi?
Because of the Māori.
To protect the Māori lands.
We came here to see the haka.
Those doing it for the young.
Whānau, Afi, Manaaki, yeah, everything really. Our mokopuna, my baby and his babies to come.
And those who remember well all the other marches.
I was an original member of Ngā Tamato 54 years ago.
140 years later, we're still oppressed in the same space. So that's why we're here.
If anyone had any doubts about the depth of feeling on this issue, they only need look at the thousands upon thousands that have turned out in Wellington today.
Some with choice words for the author of the Treaty Principles Bill, David Seymour.
Luxon, from my heart.
Yeah, shame on your undies.
Others saving their breath.
If you had David Seymour out here on the street, what would you say to him?
Walk past him. Yeah, not much.
I've got him a few choice words. I'm not that type of person.
Ultimately, they all had the same message.
Kill the bill! Protect the treaty!
That they do not support the Treaty Principles Bill and that they stand together. The message of kotahitanga, or togetherness, shared by the late Kingitu Heitia was keenly felt among the crowds. His daughter and successor, Ngā Waihono I Te Pō, welcomed into the hikoi alongside the young wahine of the moment for Māoridom, Hana Rāwhiti Maipi Clark. It took 2 hours for the hikoi to walk the 2.7-kilometre distance from the waterfront to Parliament, a show of force telling politicians to honour the Crown's agreement with Māori. Politicians took turns to address those gathered.
David Seymour, where is the privilege in being the most incarcerated race in our own whenua?
But the man who started the fire only stood to face the hikoi. He wasn't given a speaking slot.
Was that successful, David Seymour?
Oh, I think so. I went to listen and I heard what they had to say.
There were calls for the bill to be rushed through its select committee process, one of the only tools left now that the bill has passed first reading, as Seymour won in coalition talks by ruling it a bottom line for forming a government.
Is there any part of you that wishes you called David Seymour's bluff?
Well, again, the system and the MMP system requires us to find a way to compromise on a number of things.
But the reality here is Pandora's box has been opened. Christopher Luxon, David Seymour, Winston Peters, they all signed up to open this debate. It's going to be, even when the bill is gone, it's going to be very difficult, I think, to put things back together again.
It's thought to be the biggest protest to ever take Parliament, eclipsing the foreshore and seabed march.
Look, what I'd say is, no, it didn't surprise me at all. You know, there's no doubt about it. You know, there are strong emotions, understandably, on all sides of this debate.
Police estimated the numbers at over 35,000. Some are saying 50,000. Politicians squabbling about it.
Seen far big ones than this.
First of all, there were nearly twice as many people protesting the size of Dunedin Hospital in a city half the size.
To me, it looked like a hell of a lot more than 35,000, if you want my honest view.
Whatever the number, there is no denying the message was sent loud and clear.
All righty, Jenna, where to next, both for the hikoi and for the bill?
As you can see, Lloyd, it's very much cleared out behind me here. A couple of thousand people have made the trek back up to Waitangi Park, where there's a bit of a festival going on with some music, live music for entertainment. Police have revised their numbers for today's event to 42,000 people attending. Now, just to give you a sense of that, once this place was full, there was still thousands and thousands of people lined up way down Lambton Quay. They couldn't fit everyone in here. Police are warning everyone if they're looking to drive home tonight that it's been a really big day, so make sure to rest up. In terms of the bill, the Justice Select Committee announced today that it has opened submissions officially. Now, it will be taking written submissions on the bill until January the 7th. It will hear oral submissions up until the end of February before reporting back around April, May. Now, the crucial thing about that timing is that this will still be going on at the start of the year, and the political calendar is traditionally kicked off with a number of Māori events. That is a problem for Christopher Luxon, not to have it voted down by then, not to have it neutered by then, because you can probably expect that hikoi will reconvene, or at least some of it, for those events like Ratana and Waitangi. And while Christopher Luxon didn't come out to the forecourt to address it today, he will not have the Parliament to hide in when it comes to Waitangi.
Thank you, Jenna. That's Jenna Lynch at Parliament. Go on and put your feet up. It's been a big day and you've got a big 6 months ahead.
David, actually wants to divide us. He wants to get rid of my rights because Azuma wants to dress because he's not. He's a fascist little dude. Fascist little dude he is. Because David Seymour hates so many people, even for his part, Murray. So, go suck up, back up to your mum's ass. If you want that bill to pass. God, David Seymour makes me so angry. He always does nothing for fast, so let's bug him off by playing when I was politician. Politician on Shadowpedia on Arrow EV.
Pale, 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 politician. Can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us. Pale, 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 politician. Can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah. Can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah, for all of us. You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk, or will you bring us comfort? Or will you bring us comfort? Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us. Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us, yeah, for all of us. You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Bring us comfort. Oh, aye. Pale, 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 politician.
can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us, politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah, for all of us. The talk, but will you walk the walk, or will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk, or will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? Oh, I pale 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 politician. Politician, can you make a right decision?
That was Politician by Quran Chaudhary, appearing on every best song is play, because those who can't make a policy is all good for us. It's Tipo Mining making a strong pitch to voters, and with hopes outraged over David Seymour's treaty principles, which will fuel an unprecedented level of political engagement, cement the party's future, and create more Māori seats in Parliament. Head of LT Moby Clark, a Te Pāre Māori EB, who has become a worldwide sensation after leading the opposition in Kaimatehaka. Spoke to estimated 40,000 protesters from Palmer's full call for Te Hukoibu, Te Territory, where she implored people to register on the Māori roll. The member of Māori Electoral District Fair has accorded for proportion of Māori who choose to be on the separate electoral roll. Go on phone for 2 minutes and register on a Māori roll, she said, because if every single Māori person registered on a Māori roll, we will have automatic 20 Māori seats here in Parliament. The nine-day hūkoi, which is estimated, the nine-day hūkoi, which was affiliated with Te Pāre Māori, was estimated to be one of the largest political protests in decades. It forms against the act treaty principles, which seeks reinterpret the treaty and the legislation that upholds Māori rights. Turned out on Tuesday, the hikoi exceeded the organisers' expectations. Te Pā Māori co-leader Wairi Waititi spoke and led the crowd in chanting, "Kill the boo!" Tamitha Paul from the Greens and Labour's Peter Henare also spoke against the bill. It's Counterpitch Sewa has urged to protest and sharpen his message to voters in a video created by himself. The ad party leader and MPs watched the protest from behind a police line. Sewa said he wanted to speak to the crowd but was not able to, because if I were here from a real me rather than character faith constructed, they would be disappointed. Seymour has pitched himself as speaking for all New Zealanders. Last month, he pointed a curveball poster to David Farrar, which showed 46% support for Bell's proposed principles, as agreed by Kim Nutt, compared to 25% opposed and 29% unsure. The career poll of 958 New Zealanders were taken from October 3 to October 7. But referendum question, while the bill is almost certain to fail at its second reading, with our national and New Zealand First support, Alexander Gillespie from University of Waikato said it may be able to use a political upheaval and angst sparked by the bill to generate public interest to initiate a referendum. The bill will fail, but the question is what will happen next? Gillespie, a law professor, said, "See, we'll campaign on a referendum on the Treaty of Waikato principles, but here's the only one able to get National and New Zealand First to support a bill to select committee in college negotiations. If the bill does pass its next vote, which is not expected fair, it will be a referendum campaign before the nationwide vote. There could be a citizen initiated referendum if 10% of the population enrolled to vote, sign a petition supporting a referendum question. There will be a pressure on public submissions of a bill that opened on Tuesday after a bill passed the first vote, and it will close on January 7th. The bill is due to take a typical 6-month select committee process, which means it will be still a hot political issue until mid-2025. This means it's likely to be a political issue when the Prime Minister Chris Luxon meets with minor leaders that run a small park near Whanganui in late January as part of the annual celebrations and Waitangi in February. Sue Jones, a deputy clerk of the House, said the Justice Committee would have extra support for the bill, which is expected to draw a huge amount of submissions, but extra staff would be hired at this stage. Things getting a bit too crazy for New Zealand right now. The next song of the day, To Piss David Seymour. Right now, it is Tough and Breaker by Lucas Hall, Sean Perry, and for here go David Seymour. That was Savage Record by Nuclear Assault on Jitterpedia on Arrow FM. That what he did, what he deserves. I'm going to move on to Brian Tumbuki now, as Silver charges against him over breach of the COVID-19 public health act by holding first protests after Auckland Domain have been thrown out or dismissed. Brian Tumbuki was facing multiple charges of breaching the COVID-19 public health act after attending three separate demonstrations in Auckland against vaccine mandates and lockdown. He also charged with organising one. His wife Hannah Tumbuki and Destiny Church member Imbosi Caleb Cave also faced charges over their attendance and anti-mandate protests. Destiny Church operations manager Jennifer Marshall was charged with organising and attending for October 2nd and 16th gatherings. Before his plea to knock out the end with the judge alone trial in front of Judge June Jealous. Speaking outside the court on a live stream a while ago, Brian Tumbuki said for police were adamant they wanted to get a confession, but I want to say we've responded to the police and request to make a protest safe and meet with COVID requirements, even an emergency arise matter. We still have a New Zealand Bill of Rights. That was a great victory today for police drop their cases. Tumbuki said he thanked this lawyer Ron Mansell Casey and said he wouldn't have taken up any case against the New Zealand police. Speaking to website, New Zealand website Stuff, Tumbuki said evidence showed they met all the COVID restrictions. When Auckland was at 3 or 4 weeks being locked down, we've admitted those restrictions, so we've called protests and top of the commissioners, a police commissioner, Costa, and deputy commissioner, Haumaha, agreed it was my right to protest as long as I could keep those COVID restrictions. We took the challenge and we won. Tumbuki told staff, the police had been contracted for a comment at the start of a trial at the Auckland District Court for prosecutors said all four defendants were all culpable for their actions and sometimes criminally responsible. At midnight on August 17, 2021, the government announced a new COVID-19 outbreak in the country involving the Delta strain. The country went into level 4 lockdown again first since March 2020 before to move to level 3 on 21st of September. Various amendments to the order regarding the prohibition of gatherings in public spaces and then the lessening of some of the restrictions. This was a clip taken years ago of an anti-lockdown protest at Auckland Domain. See, I can't prove Brian Tumbuki is an anti-lockdown gal. Best fair can see the post of free together and free to me, be me. And even if they can play some music in the background. This is so old and dated. In relation to the first two protests, the prosecution said restrictions at the time included a prohibition on gatherings in any indoor place. No more than 10 people were allowed to attend, and only those from two households. Ahead of the first protest on October 2nd, 2021, Brian Tamakia and Marshall rallied online via social media posts and spoke on live streams encouraging members of mostly the public to attend. During the trial, Inspector Renee Perkins was called to give evidence. Back in 2021, she was a principal advisor in the police commissioner's office and has had success in his emails. An email sent by Police Commissioner Andrew Costa on September 22nd, days before the protest on October 2nd, outlines the conversation he and Tamaki had. Costa said Tamaki had told him intended for the protest to be run lawfully. I will maintain 2 meters from distance between family household groups in an effort to avoid gathering. As that term is defined, and you'll be operating QR scanning in a conversation, you're also agree that you mandate mask wearing by those who's in attendance. Costa pointed out that the current health order requires people to not leave your homes, which created a risk of those who wanted to attend the event. Please respect that protest is part of a free and well-functioning democracy. However, this must be weighed against the lawfulness and reasonableness of a protest activity. Costa went out to say, gathering for protests run in compliance with the law carry the risk of COVID-19 transmission, which may lead to enforcement action against Tamaki as an organizer. As noted for discussion, I am concerned about positioning of a protest to date, in particular use of the phrase, let's get arrested. Costa asked Tamaki to clarify his public messaging, be clear that you intended to run this event safely and that you do not intend people and act in a way that leads to their arrest. Costa said Tamaki's leadership would have impact on protected well-being of the community and reminded him there's a risk of enforcing if a plan of event went ahead of God. Brian Tamaki is a nutcase. He's a right-wing nutcase. He unsuccessfully ran for parliament under Fraser's New Zealand last year. As under cross-examination by the defendants like Ron Mansell, Casey, Beck was asked whenever she attended the Zoom call or was aware of the leader. She said, did record being in attendance for the call. Mansell took her through the large amount of communication between police, media, Tamaki and the commissioner's office regarding Tamaki and the Freedom and Race Coalition's planned protests. The lawyer pointed out that some emails and parliamentary emails, including the Department of Prime Minister Cabinet and the Ministry of Health, said in the head of the media relations, where said, he asked why this was. Peter said it was to keep everyone informed. Mansell suggested there was pressure being placed by the parliament, including those at Ministry of Health for COVID 90 response team and a police minister on the police to take action and prosecute Tamaki. Perkins said feels an interest from parliament but not pressure. She said much of the communication that had been referred to her were as way of passing on information given by Warren Wellington and a planned protest were happening in Auckland. Mansfield went on to suggest there wasn't the same level of interest within Parliament in relation to the Black Lives Matter and Groundswell protests. Because said she could be sure about the time and those protests have a restricted place at the time. It was a politically favourable place to be seen or taken enforcement action against farmers for those participated in Black Lives Matter. Mayfield asked. Perkins said enforcement action would be determined by those on the ground, police, citizens or offence, and any future justice case. follows large protests like Brian Tumakis and Fahir Koi against Dave Silva Treaty Principles Bill. One of our next song of the day is a track from 1992, a song in England. It is started with a kiss by Hot Chocolate, which gave us a hit, Emma, You Sexy Thing. And everyone's a winner here. It is a ninth track from 1982.
It started with a kiss. The back row of the classroom. How could I resist the aroma of your perfume? You and I were inseparable. It was love at first sight. But then you were only 8 years old, and I had just about turned nine.
Just about turned nine.
I thought that life was always good. I thought you always would be mine. Started with a kiss. Never thought it would come to this. Started with a everything, like fighting in the playground, 'cause some good looking boy had started to hang around. That boy hurt me so bad, but I was happy 'cause you cried still. I couldn't help but notice that new distant look in your eyes. And then, when you were 16, and I had just turned 17,
just turned 17,
I couldn't hold on to your love. I couldn't hold on to my dream. It started with a kiss. Never thought it would come to this. Started so fast, so clear was my memory. I heard my voice cry out her name, and as she looked and looked away, I felt so hurt, I felt so small, and it was all that I could say. You don't remember me.
Phil started with a kiss by Hot Chocolate on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. Looks like Donald Trump has made more members of the cabinet. TV Doctor joins Kendall Fitzgerald, CEO. How likely is it related to the new Trump administration as the treasury remains vacant? because Minrods were going to be our secretary, going to be secretary of Medicare and Medicaid Services Administration, working closely with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Trump also said to main former DOE CEO Linda Mahon as Education Secretary. According to the report on Capitol Hill, a confidential choice of Mick Gates as a political trainer, which general, which causes a stir with reports, Hickman says the file of damaging testimony about a former congressman and F. Nixon investigation. And other developments, Trump's confirmed his intention to deploy the military to carry out a mass deportation plan in the True Social Post. And on Fox News, his incoming borders, yeah, Tom Holman, threatened prosecuted from anyone who hides migrants. Finally, Manhattan District Attorney Albert Ray has told Judge Jim Merkin he will not oppose both Trump's second sentence in hush money case, but which is a sense by a defense to fry up for conviction. And also, it said 29 minutes ago, MTG Marjorie Green says she will expose sexual harassment claims against Republicans if Gates a report released. Reverend Warmader Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will expose sexual harassment and assault claims against her fellow Republicans if the House Eminence Committee releases her whole deputy report on Meg Gates. Representative Greene of Georgia defeated Gates, trust pick for a joint general on Tuesday morning. She wants if I work on with Eminence reports and Republican own that Trump has appointed. She report. She will put an order out there. Yes, the evidence reports and the claims one are filed. Green Rose on X. Are your sexual harassment and assault claims that were secretly sent to paid off by victims with your taxpayer money? And Green has been a staunch defender of Trump's appointment. One of the next song I'm going to play is Never Draw by M. Megas Munro and Fred Remix on Tadapedia on Arrow FM.
But I hope I
that was Never Too Old by Emily Meekers on Jadapedia on Irvine. Did not know about. I'm going to tell you that you did not know about Scotland. Mount Everanger was invented in Scotland by a man named Charles McIntosh. He was born in Glasgow. Even though Edinburgh is the capital, it's not the largest city. Glasgow is the largest. St. Andrew's Lang is known as the home of golf. Number 7. The highest proportion of redheads are in Scotland. Number 6, there are over 600 square miles of freshwater lakes. Number 5, Edinburgh was the first city in the world to have its own fire brigade. Number 4, Scotland is home of the oldest tree in Europe. It is a trust to you and it has been around for 3,000 years. Number 3, Scotland has approximately 790 islands. Number 2, the official animal of Scotland is the unicorn. Number 1, Scotland is home of the tallest waterfall in Britain, named as a Chow O'Loon. It is 658 feet, which is 3 times the height of Niagara Falls. And the fact of the day is... George Washington never wore a wig. His hair was naturally long and lustrous, although he did use powder to make it white. Next and final song before I go, it is Now It's Gone by Parral on Shadapedia on Arrow. know what's going on by in parallel on Chatterpedia on Aero FM. God, it's been a eventful show. It's become, I'm still fucking angry about David Seymour's treaty principles bill because the bill will divide New Zealanders and for Maori rights. A bit of coercion negotiation, Mum said, of blood and liars. And Brian Tamaki's dropped all charges against COVID-19 lockdown or for protests which might not meet COVID-19 restrictions. Thank God he failed to become an MP and a failed politician as he's trying to lead Fridays New Zealand into Parliament. So, hopefully it'll be an easy ride next time on Chatterpedia, and next Wednesday, this is Chatterpedia on Arrow FM.